Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Pendertau, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
The Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Shout out to all my good, decent people out there listening. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday. It is a special day, a very special day. And without further ado, I got to tell you that I've recognized that there is a shift in our environment. There's a shift from a political standpoint. There's a shift from a spiritual standpoint. There's a shift in our youth. And I came across something from a very, very good friend of mine. I almost had to, I feel like I don't want him to cuss me for it, but we're going to have to do what we have to do. Let me let you hear this exclusive.
The Foundation exclusive.
Say they want know where I go. Watch out. I come from the 242. Where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle. Go everywhere stage, we move the needle. They want know the life living on salt. Cause the cost, yes, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP drunk, police is flip birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and cheering and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link. Now what to think? Look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me. Bay Street boys still on everything. Now so funky.
The Foundation exclusive.
Saying things getting better, but I just can't tell. Selling the line and building up hotel. What about the small mind? Where they gonna go? Black mother and child. Where they gonna go? Cost of living getting up. Another body color that I just can't trust. They worrying about rocket for Elon Musk. Not stealing from the people at a big surplus. Fudge shop in the vest of disguise. Every day I know the ancestor them cry. Walk with pride and fought the front line. Only for the sons to walk the road blind. Run turbulence with no compromise, like I desert the kit. Tired seeing poor people suffering and getting tricked by the government again and again.
The Foundation exclusive.
I had to let y'all know that I feel like Funkmaster Flex today. When I hear this thing, I say, oh my God, there is a shift in our society that even youth that is exposed and excited to be able to talk about just the, you know, the superficial aspects of life. There is something that is happening in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my very good friend, Bahamian Trey, dropping this again. I got to let you hear it again. Play it again for me.
Say they want know where I go. Tell her. Watch out.
I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle, go everywhere stage, we move the meter. They want know the life living now, so cause the cross, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP trunk, police is flip birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and cheering and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link, link. Now what to think, think, look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me, me. They street boys still on everything, ting. Now it's all funky, funky, funky. Saying things getting better, but I just can't tell. Selling the line and building up hotel. What about the small mind? Where they gonna go? Black mother and child. Where they gonna go? Cost of living getting up, up, up. Another body color that I just can't trust. They worrying about rocket for Elon Musk. Stealing from the people at a big surplus. Vulture in a divested disguise. Every day I know the ancestor them cry. Walk with pride and fought the front line. Only for their sons to walk the road blind. Run turbulence with no compromise. Like eyes hurt the kid. Ties and poor people suffering. And getting tricked by the government. Again and again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the thing is too hard. I can't even take it. I'm excited at this. I'm excited, man. Listen, it had to have been 6:47 in the morning on a Sunday morning. Now, I don't go to 7 a.m. Mass. Let's go to 9:30 church, right? But, you know, the weekend is my time to kind of chill out and do my thing. And on this particular weekend, Sunday morning, 6:47 or 57, one of them, I know it wasn't 7 o'clock yet, I roll over, I wipe in my eye, my phone, my Facebook gone off. Twice, right? Because I got the two phone on it. Facebook gone off, right? My WhatsApp gone off. Everything going off, all of my little things. I said, what happened? What's going on here? I look at the phone. Trey hit me up. Yo, listen, ladies and gentlemen. He said, Howard, I thought about something. He said, Trey and I work together at another space. He said, Howard, I thought about something, and you were the first person that came to mind. You were the absolute first person that came to mind. What do you think about this? Now, Trey, I had to leak the thing to let people know that your mind and the minds of the youth are in a position to see change in our country. Trey said they worrying about a rocket for Elon Musk? My God, this is too much. This is a funky NASA. And I just had Ray Munnings in the studio with me. It almost feel like serendipity. It feel divine. How it's supposed to happen. To let you know that the atmosphere is ripe and ready for change. We're excited to be able to hear about these things. Excited to be able to see that we've been trying to figure out how young people could get involved. But they're out here and they're involved. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a hard thing, man. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to comment on the show, on the song, or tell me what you think about it, I'd love to be able to hear it. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. I got to let you hit the thing one more time. Talk to me.
Right inside the vehicle, go everywhere stage, we move the needle. They want know the life living now, so it's the cross, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, come. Me and Trey, say they want know where I go.
Tell her.
Watch out.
Tell her.
I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle, go everywhere stage, we move the needle. They want know the life living now, so it's the cross, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP trunk, police the streets, court for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and cheering and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link, link. Now what you think, think, look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me, me. They street boys still on everything, ting. Now it's all funky, funky, funky.
Thank you.
better, but I just can't tell. Selling the line and building up hotel. What about the small mind? Where they gonna go? Black mother and child. Where they gonna go? Cost of living going up, up, up. Another body color that I just can't trust. They want but rocket for Elon Musk. Not stealing from the people at a big surplus. Vulture in a divested disguise. Every day I know the ancestor them cry. Walk with pride and fought the front line. Only for their sons to walk the road blind. Run turbulence with no compromise. Like I deserve the kit. Tired seeing poor people suffering and getting tricked by the government again and again.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Brace yourself with the ultimate heat with Popeye's new Ghost Pepper Sandwich. Our new chicken sandwich enhances the beloved Popeye's classic by incorporating our slow-burning, chili-infused ghost pepper sauce on a crispy chicken filet inspired by Louisiana cuisine. Think you can handle the heat? Stop into Popeye's and test your limits. Available for a limited time only.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Jamming the way that we're supposed to. Knowing that we having soldiers waking up for the march, for this fight, right? Now, this ain't got nothing to do with Irem. I know you want to believe that this have anything to do with Irem. This has to do with being able to identify as I sit down here and recognize that some things are happening, right? And you don't want to take this fight for one political organization, but you have to be able to empower our people. We find ourselves in this position trying to scratch our head and figure out if you had 60 miles of road in Exuma and it was $1 million a mile and you spend $60 million, we were content. If you had 160 miles of road in Eleuthera, and you did that for $100 million, we had an understanding, roughly in the same area. But now you're an 8-mile rock, you ain't got 40 miles of road, and you put $183 million, we don't understand. I call in my people and I say, what's going on? And they don't understand, there's nothing touching the road. You got blue tops on roofs going all the way to West End from Bartlett Hill. You got these things going on in our community, in our constituency, and the government has decided to be able to identify and empower those people to fix the road. And no one could do nothing. No one get a contract. No one get a play. People still looking for jobs. There is a mass exodus out of Grand Bahama. These people are becoming crippled. And the talent that exists in them is withering away as they go for one eclipse after another. It started off as aristocrat. Now the rooster has crashed because alcoholism is settling in our communities. And I ain't telling you about my home. Quietly excited about this sort of a concept and idea as to whether or not the election season can start now because I got to get me. This funkiness that exists in Nassau, This kind of an approach to be able to get something for yourself has now spilled out into all our family islands. Where there existed tranquility, unity, hospitality, this kind of this connected nature of our communities is being eroded by the idea that this Nassau centricity is taking over. But it was okay if the Nassau centricity meant empowerment for the entire community, for the entire country. It's okay. That's fine. But the funkiness has now been able to seep down into the bones and change the dynamics, the DNA of who we are. And our young people are feeling this right now. Here's Behemoth Trey one more time. I just got to let you hear this one more time. This is an exclusive.
They never know I go. Tell her. Watch out. I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle. Go everywhere stage, we move the needle. They wanna know the life living on saw. Cause the cross shipping on, keeping eye on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump releases split birds. Blood on the streets, poured for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and cheering and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link. Now what to think, ting? Look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me. They street boys still on everything, ting. Now so funky, funky, funky. Saying things getting better, but I just can't tell. Selling the line and filling up hotel. What about the small mind? Where they gonna go? Black mother and child. Where they gonna go? Cost of living getting up, up, up. Another body color that I just can't trust. They whine but rocket for Elon Musk. Stealing from the people at a big surplus. Vulture in a divested disguise. Every day I know the ancestor them cry. Walk with pride and fought the front line. Only for their sons to walk the road blind. Run turbulence with no compromise. Like I hurt the kid. Tired seeing poor people suffering. And getting tricked by the government. Again and again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is too much for me. I can't take this. This is young people. This is the party generation. This is the people who want to be able to jam. They envision themselves in Waterloo. They envision themselves in these particular places. And now they're telling us that ain't nothing for none of us. And they know ain't nothing for them. It's too much, ladies and gentlemen. I won't be decent with you. But the indecency has reached another height. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to call today, I want you to be able to do that. Give me a call, 323-623-2255-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Has Nassau gone funky? Or has that funkiness now stemmed deeper into who we are and changed our DNA? Let's take this telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon. Hey, I'm Howard.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Yeah, my Nassau been funky, man. I don't know. You might have to use my next way to that,
let's keep it PG. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Howard, please, but the young gentleman you have there, right? What his name is, Trey?
Behemoth Trey, yeah. That's Trey.
Hey, like, yeah, Behemoth Trey, my brother, that's the best music I hear in my ear. I talking, but put together so well. And hey, like, yeah, Howard, please, please, could you make that your song every day so we could hear that every day, man, because...
I can tell my producer, see if he can mix it down for the intro. I can tell him, see if he can get it down.
We need to hear a song every day, man. Every day, please. That's an awesome, awesome song. Mr. Trey, go to the top of the class,
man. I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious thing, man. We're talking about these things. We're talking about it. We're out here. We're making these things happen. And hopefully with our agitation, with our persistence, with our consistency, with our determination, that we could wake up our brothers and sisters and let them see that Nassau gone funky. We got to be able to talk about these things. Let me get the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey,
what's happening?
Listen, man. If they don't listen to the young people. Matter of fact, they're listening to me and you, and we close to 50. I don't know if you're 50 yet.
No, I'm almost 50, though. My God.
Yeah, let's go sit on the side. Go sit on the green hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine this Gen Z generation who this young fella in. This song speaks to their input and what's happening, what they see going on. And these politicians, I don't understand. They believe that they're voting for their selfie.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that's how they get in power. I have a daughter, she's 22. And if, you know, randomly I go and I ask young people, well, how do you feel in this country? What do you feel about, you know, with the where this country going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you feel about the political landscape? I just ask random 22, 23-year-old this question. Ask any random 23-year-old that particular question. You know what they tell you? I don't know. I don't care. Because they don't listen to us now.
Wow.
They don't have input. They don't feel like they belong, especially young men. They don't feel like they are part of giving their input to the development of this country. They feel like these people, just like the road thing in Freeport, they feel they do whatever they want to do without input. And that ain't how you build a nation. You
no.
build a nation on input.
No, that's exactly how you build a nation. I agree with you.
You know, and that, see the song, you see that song? Yeah, that's for the young boys. And what they need to do is do a conclave and invite young people to come and give their input. And none of them should talk. Just shut up.
And listen.
All the rhetoric they run on with, be quiet. And allow young professionals and young people to give their vision of this country going forward. Michael Pintar should be doing that. Just shut up.
Mm.
Your plan is based on them. You hear what this young man said?
I listened to the song and I say, oh my God. I couldn't believe this song.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
That's what it is. These young people, if they stay home, they won't stay home because they don't care. I spoke to this young guy. He said, man. You know, this one traveling all over the place. They just, in the media, and all they're seeing is what's being put out there. And whatever rhetoric is being put out there, that's what they believe, and they go there and vote. You have to get them involved in the discussion and get their ideas and tell them, and let's try to bend this tree while they're young and get their input.
Boy.
You have to get their input.
I like what you're saying, my brother. I like what you're saying. I really do appreciate your telephone call. I like what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. We got to get youth input. We got to be able to do those things. And no one better to talk to the youth than a young person themselves, to make them look at some things that they may not necessarily do in the past. What happened is that a great deal of people would have find themselves in the position where they was concerned about Vibes Cartel, how much you can get some money to that, where they're concerned about whether or not Vibes Cartel is going to be able to get a visa, a ticket, an entrance to be able to do his performance. They're looking for FET. They're looking for this. They're looking for that. Everything they have done. And, you know, we was young people too. My God, me and my boy used to ride every day. Just riding from one thing to another, just looking for something to do as young people. And as we grow, he is not, listen to me, this is my boy, Theodore Markey, we call him TJ. We ride every day just looking for something to do. TJ is a pastor now. A pastor. You hear me? As we grow and we understand the responsibility that we have to our community, the responsibility that we have to our families, the responsibility that we have to God, and seeking to fulfill that thing so we could be able to say, to hear the words, well done, my good and faithful service. We apply ourselves even after tribulation. And there comes a time that we awaken. There's an age that this thing happens. It happened for me around 26. Can I say this to you? Can I say this to you? It happened for me around 26. I start to awaken to what was happening around me in my communities and understanding that there was nothing here for me. Slowly but surely, I matured and strengthened myself in this fight to advocate for what needs to happen in my community. And I am absolutely impressed, overwhelmed with this sort of an idea that an entertainer, and this doesn't just go for Bahamian Trey, he's a friend. He's a good friend. But entertainers have always been a mark to identify the tribulation for the time that we've been in. Talk to me. If you think about music for the five-year period between 2012, between 2007 to 2012, if you think about music between the years of 2007 to 2012 that can be able to speak to the identity, that speak to what was happening at the time, boom! Boom! Gino gonna pop up in your head. All the road them dig up, everywhere they dig in. These things are almost time capsules. It speaks to the language of the tribulation of a community. It puts it in rhythm form and it speaks with clarity to the next generation that this is what was happening at this time. Between 2012 and 2017, we would have heard KB come with Jokey Leaders. Talk to me. Between this time, this encapsulates the type of leadership that we would have gotten for every dispensation now. Now. And you know who does this well? My guy, Solo. Solo does this extremely well. I mean, if something happened tonight, tomorrow morning, he got the whole thing rhythm right down to the ground. Music is how we relate. The rhythm of being and the repetition is how we relate and we remember. Because a lot of the times y'all tend to forget. Music is how we relate and remember. And Trey put this thing together very nicely. Trey, Bahamian Trey, guys, I don't know if you know him, but you know your children know him. Right? Your children know him and know these particular things. Now, this is not to relegate any middle-aged voters like myself and older voters into a position of non-relevance. That's not what this conversation is about. This is just being able to say it's peculiar how things happen in time and in season. Just the other day, we were having a good conversation with the chairman of the PLP, who's indicated that they have identified the voice of the family and focus in, just like I said that we would do, if I was campaigning, this is what I would do. Go to the matriarch, go to the patriarch of the family, and being able to speak with clarity to that particular person who could speak to and disseminate my message to all. Yeah. So they've been talking to one person, but they haven't been able to really penetrate the youth. Their influence is external. It hasn't always been like this, not in our communities, but their influence has become external. They're influenced by social media. They're influenced by the rhythm of what's happening in these particular spaces. And now, with being able to hear this song from Bahamian Trey, it's mind-boggling. For me, to say that this is a time for us to be able to wake up. I will play this just one more time so y'all can be able to hear and see what's happening.
Say they want to know where I go.
Tell her.
Watch out. I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle. Go everywhere, stage, we move the needle. They want to know the life living on salt. Cause the cost, just keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump, police, and split birds. Blood on the streets, cord for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and trimming and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link. Now what you think, ting? Look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me.
Have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Sports fans, get ready for the Spice and Connect B3A's Crifter Trials this weekend, April 4th through 6th, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The action starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, 3 o'clock on Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. And mixed in there will be exciting field events for all 3 days. This is the final stretch. Who will make this year's Bahamas Crifter team? Headed for Trinidad and Tobago on the Easter holiday weekend. Tickets are only $15 for adults, $7 for children. VIP section tickets, only $25. 3-day passes available too. $35 adults, $15 children, and $65 VIP. It's the Splice and Connect B3A Crypto Trials. This weekend, April 4th through 6th, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
Are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Brandon, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. It is a funky Friday, I suppose. Normally it's a laid-back Friday, being able to do what we're doing. Grateful to be able to put this together. I know some people are indifferent. One thing that I've recognized in the space of time that I've done talk radio, there is no expectation that everyone will be on board with you. However, I always try to emphasize the importance of always having decorum and decency associated with what we put out. I don't, your opinion is yours and mine is mine. But I don't believe that we should do that in a state of indecency. There is a very subtle and quiet idea. I don't know, I'm trying to put this in the best way I can. There is a subtle and quiet idea that runs through the hearts and the consciousness of our people who seek to keep, to hold tight to the comforts and the accoutrements of superficiality that they have now. That's a lot of words that I just used.
But it's what I wanted to say. There is a subcurrent in our society that hold on to certain comforts, whether that be a car, a house, a couple dollars in the bank, some things. They hold on to superficial comforts in our society. And they would reject anything just to be able to hold steadfast to these things. In fact, if we're going to be absolutely honest, they have only found value in themselves based upon what they hold in their hands. They've never seen value for themselves. There's a grouping of people in our society, similar to when Harriet Tubman came back to liberate those persons for the Underground Railroad, and they rejected her because of the fear of death, because of the fear of being caught, of being whipped, and didn't recognize that they were already dead in their position. They haven't woken up to this idea that give me liberty or give me death. Not just yet. They're content. Just like a great deal of the children of Israel with the onions and the secondhand stuff that was passed down to them. This syndrome that we have, right? The syndrome that we have, that we wrestle with, that we fall in love with our captors and forget about the fact that we're held against our will. We're held against this idea of being able to blossom into all that we were called to do. We're content with being able to hold on to superficiality. And liberation, you make an idea that liberation is here. I'm free. I am free. And all we are is free-range chicken. That's all we are. No real liberty exists in this space. Every time I say that, I remember Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy in the movie Life. Every time I say this, I remember Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy in the movie Life. Every time they tried to be able to run off. No fence existed around here, but if you go past a certain mark, bam, you were dead. Everyone knew that. Everyone knew that. And don't be confused by the fact that you don't see any borders. They're Wi-Fi borders. They're wireless borders. But the borders do exist. And while you believe that it would be around the perimeter of our nation, the 100,000 miles that encompass our nation, if there are borders that exist in that particular space, the borders are around our minds. I just got to say this to you. There are people texting me, telling me, oh, I will never hear the song again. Don't people know that they're insulting the Bahamas externally? Don't they know by being able to say this that you're offending the liberals and the elite that listen in and look in at us? Aren't we supposed to be a nation of good Negroes? Aren't we supposed to be a people sitting in a position where we're good? And we're showing, despite our discomfort, that we're good? Y'all got to wake up, man. Y'all got to wake up. You sitting down, you having a conversation about a song to be able to wake up the minds of our people whilst our police force, over the past year, have been wrangling and fighting, trying to be able to rid itself of even the perceived level of corruption that has almost become a banner. They got to fight that. There's some good, decent officers in there. They got to fight that. Our politicians are doing little to nothing to ensure that we could be able to rid it of this corruption. But that don't bring shame to the country. No. That just happened. You know, that's just the nature of people. It's not the nature of people to say that I'm uncomfortable, that there's discomfort here, that there's dis-ease in this particular space. It's not natural for people to speak up using the talents that they have to identify these things? That's just a question I have for you. It's a question I have for you. The endemic, systemic, relentless corruption that exists around us from a political standpoint, from the uniform government aspect, from a legislative standpoint, the speculation that exists in this particular space. We are, listen, I watched this series, David. Last night, I watched it on Prime TV. And guess what? I can tell you a little secret. We had the month free Prime TV. The thing ended yesterday, right? And yesterday was the first day, was the last day of the series for David, the House of David. Yeah, I cut the TV on. Me and my wife said, oh my God, today is Thursday. Let's cut it on. Cut the TV on to watch Prime. I forget we had a month free thing. Prime off. $6.99 a month just to be. I signed up for that last night because I got to watch the last, this last episode. And then the last episode, as David came and he was released from his father, Jesse, and came down to be able to bring his brothers some kind of food to snack on for days and days and days in this space, as Goliath continued to be able to speak with condemnation to the children of Israel. And they said that you are surrounded. They tell Jonathan, you are surrounded at every port, north, west, east, and south. And we are going to overtake you. That's what comes to mind here. We are surrounded north, west, east, and south by corruption and perceived corruption. And if any of us speak up and out, you want us to look at Goliath and never look at our God. You want us to look at Goliath with this sort of an idea that Goliath could be able to take us out. The faith that we had to bring us here to this particular position was our brothers and sisters die in the Bermuda Triangle. They die in the ocean trying to be able to get here. We hear about these particular stories. They are whipped into this submissive position. And for us who have remained, we do our best to be able to rid ourselves and rinse ourselves of the residue of the enslavement that was forced upon us. And as we try to liberate using the little that we have, you want us to remember Goliath? Goliath could go to hell. And that's where we can send him today. You got to be strong. You got to use all you have to stand strong and to tell the devil he is a liar. This is not what we were called for. And whilst people are content with corruption ramping and from the north, south, east, and west of our country, thiefing happening everywhere, you make modifications to what you identify as thiefing and call it lunch money and accept that this is a culture of who we are as a people. It's just abuse people. It's just what you want the people to do. I like when Brad called raising the roof, Brad. I buy it 2 weeks ago at $6 and something cents. Wednesday, I go into the store. I said, oh my God, I tell my wife, I said, baby doll, look at the bread. It looked like guava duff, right? It's just bread. The bread costs, they increased the price of the bread. Wednesday. They increased the price of the bread the same time that they reduce the price of VAT. Now, what the hell is going on in this country, man? What's going on? Why capitalism have to reign supreme in this country? Why does it feel like you're a part of a corporatocracy? Why do you want to condition us to believe that the only people that will always get ahead is the monopolies, the corporations, the big entities, the big names? Why are you putting us in this position? And blaming it on inflation, blaming it on economics, blaming it on everything else. Why you put us in this position, man? And expect us to be able to, like a Venezuelan prisoner, always keep our necks and our heads bowed before you. Why you put us here, man? Why? And you don't want me to say nothing about it? Nothing? You don't want me to say nothing? You prefer to tell me, Howard, you only mad because they ain't give you nothing. Well, my God, all of us should be mad because none of us get nothing. You here advocating with your unseen pom-pom, shaking it for a man and a woman who ain't gonna give you nothing. Maybe a suit that's five sizes too big for you to be able to go to the opening of the House of Assembly. I can't even get no amen, Jesus. Why are you content with that? And content living in this particular manner. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, you good? Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, you're acting like this is something new. I mean, if we really want to be honest with ourselves, the police were set up from back in the 40s or 50s, I think, when they sent the Bajans and Jamaicans to teach the police force. They were set up to protect the land of the private corporations. Nothing has changed. It's a mafia. It's a mob. And democracy is a entity of a corporate system. So, like you just said, if you don't have a monopoly, if you don't have a business, if you don't have a private entity that brings in and pays taxes for the government to pay the salaries for the government workers, you are in the way. You're a fly that needs to be exterminated.
My God.
But media is our only weapon of defense. That will be heard globally. So we need to actually think about if we need to let the Commonwealth, the King, to come in and take control, because they gave us control of this land. They took it from the pirates, but it seems like the pirates have taken it back. But we need some outside help, either that or we need to get ourselves a great lawyer, hopefully one that's not tainted, and Take our freedom and our chivalry back.
I appreciate you.
They can make up,
thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. We got to take this commercial break, guys, and get the news and be right back after this.
They want to know the life living outside. It's the cross, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump, police, and split birds. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they're gone obsolete. Killing up women and trimming and ting. Politician and the drug boy, damn, got link. Now what you think, ting? Look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me. They street boys still on everything, ting. Now I saw funky, funky, funky.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle. Caught everywhere stage, we move the needle. They want to know the life living down south. Cause the cross, yes, keeping on, keeping that on. No concern, corruption spread. MP Trump, police is split. Blood on the streets, court for the gang, they gone obsolete. Killing up women and trimming and ting. Political ting, look what you see. Don't care but you, don't care but me. They street boys still on everything. Ting, now I saw funky, funky, funky.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Warm and easy selector, being able to jam the way that we are. I'd like to be able to open up the line to have a good conversation with you. I know you're concerned about politics. I heard a theory, DNA, but now you're indicating that you've put it on the COI with an expectation that there would be a crippling crush at the general elections come the next general election, whenever that will be called. for the Free National Movement if they don't get it together. And dare I say, some people are indicating to me that this sort of an idea for the Free National Movement to get it together is done away with entirely. This is absolutely bananas. One move. And you know what's peculiar? Human beings. You know, I often say that human beings are the worst people in the world. You laugh at that. Think about it. Human beings are the worst people in the world. You're the only people in the world, but you're the worst. These human beings are horrible. Monday, March 31st, or was it April 1st? Right? Monday, I guess it would have been April 1st. Right? With the introduction of the day, I got up with the expectation that, you know, okay, I got to drop off some books, I got to do this, I got to do that, got to do all these particular things. All right? And as I did this and prepared ourselves to kind of move forward and make some things happen, I knew that I had to meet Shenandoah and I had to meet Iram, because Iram called me a few days before. He said, okay, Howard, man, no problem. Thank you, man. Because I send the blast out, send it to everyone if you want to be able to get one of these books. This, again, is for the youth, for the opening of their minds and their eyes, make them money socially. Now, it does have biblical principles in it. If you're not one of the persons that want to give biblical principles, we're not going to fight you. You don't have to purchase the book and you don't have to distribute the book. That's fine. But it does have biblical principles that we remember, which the golden rules of how we conduct ourselves in society. And in recognizing that things have shifted over the years, right? And recognizing that our parents have taken on different positions and not necessarily been able to empower the next generation with this information, that there is a significant gap in the society. The book is designed to be able to help not only by being able to say, but with a participatory concept that every day, similar to the purpose-driven life, every day you read the book, you see a scripture, you fill out a little thing, you can do all kind of word puzzles and this and that and all these things. This is not for no adults. I mean, well, if you're an adult, you want to get the book and use it for yourself. Praise God, we're not going to fight you. But the book is for teenagers, young adults, finding themselves in the position that they could be able to move forward to. And if you're not afraid to be able to profess your position and your faith in Jesus Christ, and you want to be able to send this book around, call Howard. I get the books. I get 200 of them right now. My guy, I'm a chef. I see you just text me. I can call your name on the book. Chef, tell me you want 20 books, Howard. I want 20 books. Your other politicians, yeah, some who support me and some who understand the concept of what this particular thing is, but the books are good books. There's a series of books that's going to be coming out. And so I'm excited to be able to participate. I am. I give you the whole story of how this happened. I know God had to be involved. I got to be involved. And I use what I got to sell the books, to give the books out. And so as a result of that, I got these things, right? This is April 1st. So I wake up and I say, I got to go give these books to Ira. So Iram said, you can call me today. Let me go give the books to Iram. Now, get my truck, do what I have to do. And I get down there. But before I get there, I get a call. Iram just walked the floor. Between the time as I saw Iram, told him to come on the show, he was indifferent. I said, I'm not Iram, come on the show. I don't need all of you all day. I only need 20 minutes of you. You can come try to give me the sloppy seconds to come to me after you didn't go on to everybody. I don't have no time for that. Come to the show, Iram. Let me know if you're coming. He said, okay, Howard. And I tell his, he said, talk to my driver. So I tell the driver, tell all these people, time is Iram spoke in the House of Assembly, right? Came to the show and speak. But the next time we hear Grand Bahamian speaking about Iram was in such a disgusting manner, it blew my mind. These people in the constituency of Grand Bahama, in the constituency of Central Grand Bahama, being able to talk. Just yesterday, they were content with him, you know. I can't even get no amen, Jesus. Human beings is something else. I can't even get no amen. Just yesterday, Iram is our boy. My God, I wonder if they can give Iram the nomination. Just yesterday, Iram made a decision because he saw the writing on the wall. He was never going to get that nomination no more. He knew that. You think he didn't know that? He knew that. He knew that. Just like Travis Robinson knew that if he took Bruce's job, he was warned about that, and he still did it. He knew that. He knew that. You think you don't know? How is it I sitting all the way out here and I could know, and you sitting right there on the side of the people and you don't know? He knew that. Irem had to make a decision. Decision wasn't an easy one. Easy for his aspirations. I think this might have been one of those, grasping at straws, sort of an effort, and trying to be able to do. That's how it seems on the surface. Can I say that? On the surface, as we spoke to Irem, it seemed like that on the surface. Until we spoke to Irem. So, y'all go with me now. Go with me. Because I try to be decent, and I don't want to say things, because I know Bahamian people have become extremely litigious. They won't put you in court for everything. Yeah, me too. I won't put you in court for everything. Yeah, yeah. Because I have to be very clear about what I say. I have to be able to dissect the information in the newspaper, and that's the only thing that I talk about. You don't hear Howard talking about stories that I had information on for 3 months. I don't do that. Oh, Howard, you should have journalistic integrity and this and that. Listen. Yeah, they get a whole newsroom, a whole team of people dedicated to these things. We talk about current issues that exist in these particular newspapers. And so when you call me about stuff, I will always hit you with allegedly allegation, speculation. This is what I would say. This is the language I would use, because when you press replay, and I know everybody like to record you now, you can always hear me say, well, you know, this is the allegations. This is speculations. I don't know. This is the information that came to me. So up to that point, we thought that Irem Lewis was grabbing at straws to be able to preserve his political future. I asked him the question about his allegiance to Minnis, that possibly the party identified him, the detractors, one of the persons that is defective in the organization, not necessarily aligning with the objective of being able to ensure that we could celebrate and be able to amplify the idea in the minds and hearts of the Bahamian people that there is one leader in the Free National Movement, that is Michael, and this is the language that came out of Freeport, Michael Clifton Pintard, reminded me about, similar to how the Democrats all took on the same language, almost 100 of them, saying the exact same thing. And so when I saw the interview of these particular things, I said to myself, well, this is peculiar. Sat down with, and I asked Irem, Irem, what are your thoughts about what was happening with Minnis? He said, well, Howard, we knew that the die was already cast. Listen back to the show on Monday. He said, the die was already cast. But I wouldn't speak for him. I could let him speak for himself in his time. Hold on, wait, Irem. I just put things together too quick. You can't tell me that and try to breeze over it. I think I hear that. I could hear, Irem. I could hear. And I just hear too good sometime. I then start to do all kind of investigative things. I'm just trying to figure out, what does Irem mean? I can let him speak. And the die is already cast. That it seems as though, based upon that the Free National Movement had already made a decision that they can get rid of Dr. Minnis, and Minnis is gone, and Minnis had to make a decision. The decision is made, but I don't want to supersede from a public standpoint and tell you what this decision. Hold on, wait. Irem, hold on, what you saying to me? I got a call sometime last week, Thursday, Wednesday night, Thursday, and I tell you, sometime last week in the night, I got 3 people calling me from Grand Bahama to tell me that there was a meeting held in Nassau. I live in Nassau. I didn't get this call yet. 3 people in Grand Bahama calling, Howard, did you hear what happened? This is 9, 10 o'clock in the night. Cannot hear what happened tomorrow morning, please. No, Howard, I know this is late. Listen to me. What I made to understand is that there was a meeting held. and ministers being told that he will not get the nomination for the Free National Movement going forward. And so I chewed on it for a day or two, and I said, if I was Michael Pintard, I would do the exact same thing. If I was Michael Pintard, and for the time and the allegiance that I've played for the Free National Movement and playing all these various positions, when they had to send me against the Prime Minister, Brave Davis, not, but he wasn't the Prime Minister yet, when they sent me against Brave Davis down in Cat Island, I went down there. When they asked me to run in these peculiar places, when I went to Centerville, I did what everything that I was supposed to do as Michael Pintard. I said, if I was Michael Pintard, I would have to do the same thing to Minnis. Everything that I've done over these years to ensure that the party could see my allegiance relentlessly. Every position you asked me to play, I played. Everything that you asked me to do, I did. I take blows. Even with social speculation to say that I had this speculation that it was saying for hire. You remember the for hire situation? Let's just be decent. Let's be decent as we say this. Michael Pintard going through all of this. He had to swallow it up. Through the democratic process in the Free National Movement, he found himself victorious. Now, you may feel indifferent that he had significant support, who you identify as super support. But nonetheless, he did it through the democracy that exists in the organization. It's the exact same way that Minnis found himself in a position of leadership. The exact same way. Now, there is relentless defiance because Minnis, unlike Hubert Ingram, did not genuflect, did not bow out of the organization. He did not step down from the constituency of Killarney after that significant defeat at the polls. He stayed there. I don't know what he was proving to any of us, but he stayed there. And in staying there, he found himself in the position seeking to vie for leadership yet again in the organization, the Free National Movement. He was soundly defeated. Soundly defeated. And you may say this is based upon a political manipulation that exists in the Free National Movement. Who cares? He was soundly defeated. Now we look at it, the bare bones of this thing. Minnis ain't got nowhere to go. And I said, I don't know what Minnis doing. You all hear us talking about it, me and Garth. I said, what the hell is Minnis doing? Why is he doing this? Why does he seek, like a bull in a china store, to pull down everything on his way out? This is what Hubert Ingram said to Perry Christie about Branville McCartney on steroids. If I don't get it, you can get it. But this is minus the you can get it. If I don't get it, nobody can get it. I am willing to pull the F&M down. This is what I see from Hubert Ingram. Hubert Minnis. This is what I see from Hubert Minnis. Talk to Minnis. And so I chewed on this for 2 days. And I said, this was a good move. It's going to be a difficult move. He may lose some support, but he should be able to find that back with strong leadership as he's moving towards the next general election. Then come Monday, Iram Lewis leaves the Free National Movement, and not just sitting in a position similar to Mac O'Pine, or similar to Reese Chipman, or similar to Vaughn Miller for one time, as an independent in the House of Assembly, he aligned himself with the Coalition of Independents, which I thought was peculiar. He didn't even show himself vulnerable. Listen to me. Let's just talk politics for this 2 seconds. The reason you sit independent in the House of Assembly is so offers could come to you. I can't even get an amen. Y'all need to just be very clear with me. You sit yourself, and I said this to Michael Pine, and I said this to Vaughn Miller. Now, they didn't do this because of me. This ain't because of me, but this is just naturally that you think about these things. You sit as an independent and you identify a cause. You amplify that cause and you speak with clarity to that cause. You agitate in social media. You agitate in the traditional media. You agitate with letters to the editor. You agitate to ensure that you could be able to create a white paper or whatever you could do to be able to see if you could cause this to move forward. This is your cause. This is your cause. Be strategic about your cause. Identify whether or not the country is moving in this direction, but you have to embody a cause. You just can't be an independent and sitting there. You have to have a cause that the government of the day could recognize that you may be a threat for them, and the potential government or the opposing one that seeks to be able to find this position recognize that you can be an asset. You sit in neutrality and wait for them to come and give you an offer. I couldn't understand why Hiram Lewis sat in this position and automatically went from a member of parliament, former minister, to the coalition of independent. I couldn't understand that. I said, man, this man, I gotta wait at least 3 weeks before he made this decision. But he woke up and made a decision simultaneously to move from here to there. Boom! Solidifying and being able to give validity to the coalition of independents. So the coalition of idiots that chairman of the Free National Movement, I'm sorry, chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party actually calls them on occasion, talk to me, has now, that must be debunked because that is not parliamentary language. I can't even get no amen, Jesus. I can't get no amen from you. I need you to understand where I'm coming from. Hiram, despite all what was happening in our society, all that is being levied against not only the leader of the Coalition of Independence, but the idea of those that surround him, made a decision with all that he would have experienced and gone through from a political standpoint, solidifying himself as a politician, now dropped this position and held on to the COI, pulling them in to a space of value. Talk to me now, hold on, I'm getting deep. Why would Hiram Lewis do that? Why not wait? And as we speak with him, he said, yes, Howard, I've spoken to Minnis, but I will give him his chance to be able to speak publicly. I won't preempt that. Hold on, Hiram, are you saying to me that you know some things that I don't know? Give me a call, 323-622-32-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. I'm getting deep with you, and I'm trying to be as decent as I can without saying something. You got to be smart enough. Y'all are not fool out here. Y'all ain't stupid, and y'all ain't idiots. You are not fool. I am saying something to you. You need to hear me. Why would Hiram not take time to sit in neutrality? I asked Hiram, Hiram, when I called you, listen, watch this now, watch this, watch this. I see it calls. We can take them before I go to a break. We can take one. I called Hiram. I said, I asked Hiram right on the air. I said, Hiram, when I called you for them books, did you know you was going to do this from then? He said, no, Howard, I didn't know. Hold on. This is too much. This is too much. I call Hiram on Thursday, Friday, because I had the show on Thursday. I hit him up on Friday. By Saturday, he said he can do it. Monday, he came. But Hiram, when we pray to God, at least we take 3 days. My God, this was a day and a half. A prayer, you tell me you pray about this. But this was less than 3 days. You ain't even fast with this, huh? These things happen with fasting and prayer. You only go on to prayer. And this was the abbreviated prayer. This was the preamble of prayer. This was in the prayer. And you come Monday morning, first thing in the morning, dressed in all black, and made a decision to join the COI. Strong. The people called me and said, Howard, we listened to your interview with Hiram. Hiram has not said COI yet. I'm getting deep with you today. And if I'm giving you the silhouette of a conspiracy, someone give me to the meat thereof. 323-622-3232-54316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. I hope you're doing good today.
Hi, good, man. What's happening?
Everything all right, man. Everything all right. It could be, I mean, just quickly on the Hiram Lewis thing, it could just be a situation of my enemy's enemy is my friend.
Okay.
You know? But when you were saying earlier, Mr. Grant, about people don't want you to say nothing. I think you're saying, like, people don't, they mostly don't want you to say nothing like that, right? It bring about a thing whereas, you know, like, we need to come to this reality, Mr. Grant, that the more of our government that is privatized, the less say we as a people have. So when you talk about don't want you to have a say now, imagine when everything that used to be government is now owned by a corporation. We'll be living in the times like what you see on the movie like Resident Evil and different things where corporations run things where there's no more government, no more government at all. And I mean, like, then people itself will become nothing but a commodity. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, like, right now, when individuals want to go into government, right? I mean, like, unless they're talking about a sure revenue, sustainable thing, because right now we're in a situation where our revenue is shrinking and the debt is increasing, right? And the only way our politicians really get revenue right now is through taxation, right? So people who want to go lead now, what they want to go in the House for, that's to tax us too. Because, Mr. Grant, see, and the thing about it too is that sometimes individuals who mean well, right, they don't realize that in their own actions, they themselves are helping to deteriorate that same thing to help that process to hasten. Because whenever individuals look at government and try to see which part of government they could break off for themselves in terms of turning it into a private entity, privatized in some government service, right? Not only are they taking from the revenue of the people and making our debt to raise their debt to revenue ratio even more, right? But they are making the control and the say that we have to go, because once an entity is privatized, we the people don't have nothing to say about that no more. You understand? Like for instance, right now, how Elon Musk is taking over, seems to be taking over the whole space program right now, right? One time ago when NASA used to run that, the people of America could have said something, they could have questioned, but now since it's a private thing and Elon Musk run that, ain't nobody can say nothing to Elon Musk.
Mm.
You understand? You don't have no say in that. So my thing is this, Mr. Grant. We as a people need to understand how this thing is running, because right now we are a country that is literally out of gas of any fashion. Because like I said before, our revenue to debt ratio is something that's scary, because it's inevitable that one day we're going to crash. You understand? And no one who is like really pushing for politics is really like talking to that we need to get rid of this capitalistic mindset that we have, Mr. Grant. You know what I mean? And we need to become more community-minded. We need to find ways to put money back into the kitty. We need to be talking language, because you yourself talk the other day about the economic hitman. I mean, that's been a long time from zeitgeist. I mean, decades ago now, must be about at least 2 decades.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that we need to start talking about taking back our entities like Patelco and BTBC and our essential services. That's the kind of conversations we need to be having. If we ain't having them kind of conversations and all we're doing is talking about the little particulars and the little drama between the parties, man, we just chilling on a boat or chilling on a train that's about to hit the wall, and ain't nobody really care. Ain't nobody talking about the collision. Let us talk about things, Mr. Grant. Like I said before, man, we in trouble, man. You understand? I hope you get my point, man. It's right. You know, I
do. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call, guys. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday, jamming the way that we are talking about some things, just being able to put some math before you. This is what you can get from Howard, eh? I just want you to understand something. You're not going to get speculation from me. You're not going to get this salacious thing from me. You're not going to get me to say, this is what's going to happen and speak with definition. I can't speak with a definitive position. I don't know. I'm not in these people's party. The information that come to me may be tainted. I don't know. Okay? But I gauge the information that comes to me by the frequency and by the different points in which it arrives to me. All right? If it keep coming to me on a straight line from a particular grouping of people, then this could be by design to try to throw me off. But if PLP is calling me with this information, if people from Grand Bahama calling me with this information, if I get a call from one of the Family Islands with this information, if somebody call me from Atlanta or Chicago or wherever they call me from, Howard, you hear, boom, 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 boom. This raises an eyebrow. All of us has watched Menace on a political and social rampage. And none of us understood why, after such a significant defeat, one at the polls and one within the caucus of his own party, they cut Menace behind. He may have scars on his back right now. Huh? And one thing he ain't gonna do is he ain't gonna look up to the sky and say, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they've done." His head is down, and vengeance is mine, says the competent authority. I can't even get no amen. I used to be doing too good, you know. These good jokes, you all need to laugh at these things. This is hilarious, but it's true. Vengeance is my Menace ain't worrying about forgive them. Why is he getting whipped? He know one day he coming for you. Now, I can say this to you. No, I ain't going to say this to you. I can be decent today. There's some indecency within the depths of these conversations that actually speaks to whether or not one party can eradicate another. The one political organization in this country that sit affirmed and square in their position right now is the Progressive Liberal Party. They ain't getting nowhere. They may be defeated based upon allegations, speculations, and the indifference of being able to rid the party of this perceived corruption or their perceived social affiliation and connection to these things. Because perception in this kind of a field is reality. And if it's perceived that you're doing something underhand or untoward a grouping of people, which is the Bahamian people, which is the electorate, you may not find victory. This is what the PLP is fighting against.
the PLP now have to present itself clear and pristine. I don't know if they're putting enough information or effort on that. They are giving people houses. They are old people in houses who've been living in squalor for a long time. I listen to Keith Bell. And these people have been living in squalor for a long time. Look at the bed. I don't even know how you sleep on that. I listen to Keith Bell. So the PLP is trying to be able to deal with, remember I told y'all, by the snap of a finger, they could deal with the superficial stuff. This is light stuff. We got money. We could throw money at this the thing. We could throw money at this. That's what rich fathers do. They throw money at their children. But their children live in therapy for a broken spirit, for asking themselves, why didn't I get more from my father? Why wasn't he a part of my life? This is the issue that the PLP is going to face at the next general election. You could throw money at any issue, but the brokenness that exists in our society, you can't fix that with money. That's the intangibles. And those intangibles, like perceived corruption, when all of us broke, is going to bring you to your knees. You got to fix these things. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Oh, Grant.
Hey.
Promise to call you at 1:30.
What's happening? Oh, hey, it's Garth. It's Garth. What's up, Garth? What'd you say, Garth?
Yeah, you said you asked for an amen, so I just called to say amen.
Amen, Garth. I appreciate you. I know you're busy today because you couldn't sit with me, but I appreciate it, my brother.
Well, listen, I caught you that I couldn't listen to the other conversation, only the music I could have heard while in this beehive. But I want to just simply say that these are not normal times. And your behavior is going to be quite abnormal. Right now, these are now surprises to us, but I do believe that it's going to become more common in very short order. The attractiveness of new day and new night and new months and new years is upon us. People want to see something that is indifferent. They want to see something that is just original at this particular time. They want to feel as if they are part of something that's going to be on the horizon. And for those parties who we can put in quotes, dinosaurs, who feel as if they have already succeeded, that the default elections are going to be the order of the day, I hope their eyes are now open, because humility always wins. Whenever we become so overly confident, so arrogant and full of ourselves, of course we're going to exclude people around us. But if we practice inclusivity, where we open our arms, like how this new entity, the COI, opened their arms during the event, they call that event at Fusion, they named off some new family members that were new to the Bahamian people. What they were saying to the nation is, our arms are open to receive you. While on the other hand, I'm not going to call any other party's name because they get quite sensitive and petty, but you're showing us that you're going to take forever to show us how inclusive you could be. And so we're still waiting to see some magnetism toward you. We're still waiting to see some attractiveness toward you. This has been the issue. And if you're not humble enough to listen to the cries of people, of course, then you're going to have the result of failure. That's just the way I feel.
Garth, I think that train has already left the station as it relates to the F&M opening up its arms to become more attractive to people. I think that train has left the station. Why did I say that? I don't care how you try to diminish Iram Lewis, a two-time member of parliament in the constituency of Central Grand Bahama. I don't care how you seek to diminish him and say that he only won that because he was a Free National Movement member. Iram Lewis is a sitting member of parliament. As a sound man who joined the Free National Movement, worked for the Free National Movement, and found himself victorious in the position for the Free National Movement, has now been a two-time member of parliament who left the Free National Movement to join a party that everyone, for a great deal of people, not everyone, was actually calling a nothing organization. No longer is in the limelight of the potential that could go to the Free National Movement. The attractivity now is moving, if it's only for 15 minutes of this limelight theme, is moving towards the COI. Talk to me, Garth.
Well. However true it may be or may not be, the message of this new entity is simple. It's for you, the Bahamian people. They've proven this. They've done things that I myself would not have done. When I was the leader of the PNC, and we came at the gate, and the COI came after, about 2-3 months after, and they formed their party. I recall the days of sacrifice, the days of getting locked up. I know locked up type of family. I can't handle the lock up thing. I got too much things to do. But for the sacrifices that they made, for the consistent behavior, for the persistence that they've had, you cannot allow people like that to be taken for granted. And now we see the result of that. We could say now today, in hindsight, that you know what? They did extremely well. While they were fighting, they were ridiculed. We sat back and simply said to the PLP and the FM, you and I, in the space that you now sit, that you cannot take the election for granted. This is not going to be a default situation. These people have gone through Dorian. They've gone through the pandemic, through the loss of houses, split. You cannot take these people for granted. They are now hungry. And a hungry man, you cannot determine what he is willing to do in order to feed himself. This has been the message. You cannot lift your head up that high, that you cannot listen to us at this time as a people, because we will surely surprise you. And that is what is now happening in this country.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You're a good and decent man. I'm going to see you next week as we dive deeper into these conversation and talk about
I'll keep on listening.
Thank you, my brother. Bomb. I do appreciate you. Let's go to the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon. What's happening?
In my lifetime, I've seen ego destroy people. Like, just ego. Like, a loyalty. When the party came to him and said they don't want to run him no more, he didn't serve. He didn't got 2 terms. Mm-hmm. I said, Mr. Leader, when I step down and if we win the government, would you give me a chairmanship job? That's all you know. I want to serve the party. If I got to clean the bathroom, if you do well, F&M. But I've seen people who walk through the wrong trapdoor because of this bad decision, ego, stupidity. You got to stay F&M, be ready, and then serve the party as chairman. COI, that's a lost cause. Period. That's a lost cause to me. Like, Menace, popping good strength, mentally and physically. Popping, pushing him, but cut the head to take off. We give him 5 years, you know, with
but
respect.
You know what is crazy? I can say this to you.
Hello?
You know what's crazy? Don't go nowhere. Stay right here.
All right.
You know what is crazy to me? How you said Papa in good health and good strength? It seems as though a great deal of the strategies that are happening out there is contingent and even the perceived, and I know I can get cussed for this, but even the perceived unity or lack thereof, the little that exists in the Free National Movement, it seems as though that's contingent and very hopeful that that Papa would stay and good health and strength to be able to maintain this. It seems as though to me that if it wasn't for Hubert Alexander Ingraham and his capacity as a statesman, as a person who was trying to be able to build bridges, as a mediator within the Free National Movement between entities that are opposed to each other and will not sit and even have a conversation, it seems to me that Hubert Ingraham is working hard in the background as a mediator to be able to keep the party unified from a public perspective, from organizational perspectives, like that to me.
A strong leader, loyalty, like Donald Trump, he has the party under him because he don't play.
Yeah, but
when he said goes.
You said something. You said something.
Your house, you have to run that with an iron fist. What I say, I have the last say. Nobody talks after me, or you got to go. That's what Pinlin said in power.
He is past his threshold in terms
of
age.
And strong. The people would try you. That's what life is about. Millis, no, he wouldn't caucus with them. He just stands hoping that he could someday come back to be prime minister. I guess that in his dream. He watched a lot of TV. He could be a Trump again, but he ain't Donald Trump. He needs to go. Go gracefully. Serve your party. Someday you may become GG. If you just be loyal to your party, be like Valentine Grimes.
You're talking about Menace.
Valentine is the PLP of all PLP. He won't be in House Assembly. He ain't been there. Done that. If he had the PLP, when he eats, that's all you know. I want to eat.
about why loyalty to the your party, the third parties, who doesn't end in the Bahamas. When it comes to election time,
yeah, but
that's big money getting thrown around.
But you know, one thing in government, I appreciate you doing, one thing in government is supersession. So you could be three today, and you could jump over two and find yourself in that position of two at the elections. Now, okay, we never see it before, Howard. That ain't means that it can't happen. Now, it's peculiar that y'all keep using this language and never taking into consideration that there are men and women who were political companions and colleagues of Hubert Alexander Ingraham that have found themselves incapacitated. They still exist, some of them in a vegetable state, some of them not good to themselves, who have contributed greatly to this country and who could never do what Hubert Ingraham in his particular capacity right now is doing for the party. I'm simply saying that it is the grace of God, the grace of God that is keeping things in place. And if the Free National Movement doesn't work out, the indifference that they have, this could be the beginning of the end of a legacy that is 50 years rich. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onion, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli, with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Burger, available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, straight to the phone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
What's happening?
Yeah, the political rock.
Yeah.
You left to be an imbecile to disagree with what God said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a caller who had called you earlier was talking about democracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are witnessing the death of democracy. You know, I've been talking about it for a while on the radio, but I was saying democracy was an incremental step in towards totalitarianism. But most people don't understand it because we witness a soft totalitarianism in the West, but in the East, China, etc., is more extreme. And so when people talk about the death of democracy, most people would deny it, right? But when you read philosophy, you realize there's direct democracy and indirect democracy. And so there's a representational democracy, and after elections, you have no say. And so what we as human beings must realize, it is the type of people that is entering politics. You have to look at their characters. So nothing is going to change when you have narcissists and self-absorbed over their job, right? Nothing will change, Howard, because the mindset of the people, the young gentleman that called and talked about democracy, I didn't hear him too well, but he was kind of leaning towards the same ideas that I'm talking about. And most people don't understand incrementalism We know what increments mean, but incrementalism is the way to socially engineer you. And sometimes one speak and people try to talk. You know, I don't want to pass off as distant thought. But, you know, sometimes you have to express yourself. And so a revolution of the mind is what human, what mankind needs. Because with minds like Andrew just called and talking about no third party, right? He's not God, okay? And so the government has become the new God. And so the government want to infanticize us, treat us like we're infants, Howard. And this is what you see. They only come to you during the election time, and we see where they're spewing out monies all over the place. I asked for a law to be implemented where, on the run-up to elections, they put a freeze on the government accounts, which is the people money, so they can't use it for their political gains. We see the Minister of Housing all about Keith Bell. We still in hell. What does he mean? Because could he expound on, he would be like helping all demographics. What does he mean by that, Howard?
I got to ask him.
What does he mean by all demographics? Is there any Tom, Dick, and Harry? Give me a break. You know, Howard, you know, this place is sickening. The passivity, permissiveness is killing humanity. You know, the guy who came on the other day was a religious talk. He was talking a lot of things that are true, but he's very imbecilic in his ideas, in the fact that once something in the Bible, that's it, and you don't question it, as if humans haven't embellished the Bible. You see what I'm saying, Howard?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you don't want to hear anything what anybody else says. He's just like a politician. He's no different. And so let's get back to what's going on in the country. And we listen to Behemoth Tree because of a song, right? Maybe our poetry and songs may be a way to express ourselves to keep our sanity.
Right.
But even Frederick Douglass knew that censorship is a way to tyranny. And so we saw it even during the pandemic where we allowed only professionals to be the arbiter of truth. When we saw they let us down, Howard, every man have a voice. So let me show you the farce of democracy. We have a room of oligarchs or people sitting down in a room. It's 10 of them, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
So the vote becomes 7-3. So the 7 impose their rights over the 3. So you see the farce of democracy, Howard. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So democracy doesn't exist if you don't uphold it. So you have this indirect democracy that really works in theory, but in practicality, Howard, you know it don't exist, because when these people reach the House of Assembly, there's a disassembly from the human, from the public, from the normal people, the lay or whatever. And so I'm just sick and tired of talking, Howard. I'm going to die in this BS. Give thanks.
I appreciate the telephone call, 52. Next telephone call real quick. Go ahead. Next call, go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. 323-6232-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's the caller we got. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Look, I don't support nor subscribe to persons who seem to be in a political drunk or intoxication, mm-hmm, or stupor, and that they discriminate or discredit the possibility of other parties rising, mm-hmm, in the country. You know, if we understand the philosophy of God, nothing is impossible.
Right.
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 We look at, I mean, we go back as early as the rule by the British system, right, through the governors, etc. Then we come down to the UBP. And then they said it was impossible for the UBP to lose power. And then we come down to the PLP, 25 years of rule. Took the FNM 20 years in the wilderness, not to mean that it would take another party 20 years to come to power or to rise up through the ranks. It just took them 20 years in their wisdom. And once they got in, we saw that they set a record that stands for these 30 years now, being a repeat government, right?
Right.
Right, Alan?
Right.
And now, since the FNM came in after that 20-year struggle, all of a sudden now they're established as the second major party in the country. Who's to say history is not rewritten over and repeatedly as the facts reveal it is? And so we can't get caught up in a drunken stupor. The government of the day has the responsibility to fulfill its mandate, to look up to the promises that it made when it looked into the eyes of the Bahamian people. And when it fails, the people have every right, is entitled to every right to move on. And that has been the case over the last 30 years in this country where the Bahamian people have been unsatisfied. The only increment in that fact that we have moved from high 90% percentile of voter turnout to now mid to low 60s percentile of voter turnout. The only difference in there is we haven't had a party that has found the formula to capitalize on the disaffected voters who want to or capture them along with the young voters who don't participate in any large numbers. We are on the precipice of that happening.
I think we are.
The brilliance of other parties, it's because of the frustration and disappointment and disaffection of the voters.
Thank you so much. I think we are on the precipice. We're on the cusp of a decision. We're on the cusp of whether that be a formula or beyond this kind of a rhythm of identifying a formula, whether that's being able to capture the imagination, the hearts of those persons to participate in our society. I believe that we are. And Bahamian Trey is saying that we are. Guys, enjoy your weekend. Have a beautiful time. We're going to see you on Monday, God's Prayer Life, right here on The Foundation.
I come from the 242, where we like beat drum and we drink sky juice. Epic ride inside the vehicle, go everywhere stage, we move the needle. They want to know the life living on salt, cause the cost, yes, keeping on, keeping on. No concern, corruption must burn. MP Trump, police.